Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it. Hey everyone, Matthew Cook here, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. Right now, I'm going to share with you my opinion, my beliefs on warming up. I've been asked a few times, hey Matt, what should I do before I play a round of golf? How should I warm up? What should I be doing before I head out onto the golf course and play? And real simple in my opinion. I've watched and I've been a player, so what I've been taught and what I have actually, you know, physically experienced to be quite helpful. And also I've been around some of the best players in the world at different times when they've been on the range practicing. Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler. I've watched Tiger Woods on the range before, you know, when he's got to the range, and then I watched him leave, watched the whole warm-up session. Phil Mickelson, Lee Westwood. Just a lot of good players. I've seen a lot of good players on the range before they went out to play. So, and also I've spoken to some of the best golf coaches in the world, and got their opinion too. And my opinion is pretty much an accumulation and a compilation of everybody's all in one, since that's what my opinion ended up being. So, when you get to the range, what I would suggest is that you do some stretches starting from your neck down, just moving your neck from side to side, looking up to the left, up to the right, down to the right, down to the left, and a few other exercises. I'm not a physical therapist. I'm not a fitness guy. I've done the Titleist Performance Institute certification, so I'm aware of the body's involvement, but I'm not an expert in it. I have a team that I rely upon to help me with my golfers. I have my golfers go to a local facility that I've partnered with to get screened and tested, and I get a full physical report on their body and such. And so I use a team of experts who specialize in this. One's a chiropractor, one is a physical therapist, and so on. So I rely on a team. I'm not an expert, but I would refer to the Titleist Performance Institute. They have a whole series of routines and exercises for stretching. They have some really good ones. So I would, what we used to use every morning down in Florida when I used to work at the full-time golf academies, is a really good one that started from the neck and then worked our way down to our feet. So that's what I would start there. And it doesn't have to be long, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, 15 minutes maximum, if you were going to do it in real depth. So not that long. And then when it comes time to actually grabbing a golf club, making swings and hitting the ball, I would always start with a shorter club. Start with your wedges. Start with a pitching wedge, a sand wedge, a gap wedge, a lob wedge, whatever it is, but something short. Because they're typically the easiest clubs to hit. They're usually the heaviest. And so you can start by swinging the smallest of those, hitting some chip shots, into pitch shots, into three-quarter shots. So start small. and then gradually increased from there, taking a wedge or an iron iron and hit a few. And don't always start full speed. A big thing I suggest people do is start with like 50% speed, 60% speed, and grow into 80, 90 or 100% speed. Don't go all out. You don't need to, and you're going to get yourself injured if you do. So starting with half your energy, working your way up, and then gradually just keep going longer and longer with the clubs. And now grab like an 8 iron or a 7 iron, do the same, and a 6 iron or a 5 iron. Now you don't, I would make sure that you don't hit every single club because you're going to be wore out. So skip a club or two, as you're working up, and then you'll eventually come to your woods, do the same, and eventually come to your driver. Now I would actually hope to see you hit a number of bad shots. And I've seen Tiger Woods do this, and it's phenomenal. You know, I saw him hit top shots and shanks and thins, and seen McIlroy hit poles and hooks. And they just don't care, because they're literally just loosening up and warming up their body. They do not care what the hell the ball does. It was really quite fascinating to see. So do not pay attention to what the ball's doing. I know that's very difficult, but you have to disassociate that. And then right towards the end of the warm-up, what you're going to do is then you start paying attention to the ball. Then you start watching what the ball's doing and actually focusing on trying to hit a shot towards a target with a certain club. And then what I would recommend you do is you play the first hole in your mind, and you play it until that's exactly how you want to play it when you're on the golf course in real. So that might be taking the driver, and I wouldn't hit the drive and, you know, imagine that it went into the right rough and then hit out of that. I'd hit the drive until I was like, whoa, that is absolutely smoked down the middle of the fairway, exactly how I want my ball to be. So play the first hole, maybe even two. That should be really down to and is dependent on where your energy's at, how you're feeling. Are you out of breath? Are you starting to feel fatigued? Because that's what you don't want, because you're about to go on the golf course and shoot, you know, and hit 70, 80, 90 or 100 shots. So make sure you're not hitting too many, but definitely start to shift toward paying attention to the ball and the outcome of the ball towards the end of the practice session. Then you're good to go. I would recommend heading to the putting green, rolling some putts, and getting a good feel for your putter in your hand and your overall process through putting. And then you're ready to tee off. I think maybe about 45 minutes to an hour is good enough length of time before you tee off. Maybe pushing it to an hour and 15. I have some golfers that I work with that are, they're very, very slow in their, just in their demeanor. So they walk relatively slow. They're usually always very relaxed. So they walk really slow. They speak relatively slow, and so they take about an hour and 30 minutes. And I think that's fine. Everybody's unique. Everyone does it to what is best for them. So you just got to figure out what's right for you. And I would try to stick between that range of an hour to maximum an hour and 30 minutes. So that's all from me today. Just wanted to share with you how when I was a player, how I was warming up, and how I've seen some of the best players on the planet warm up, and how you too can warm up prior to going out to play in a way that will help you get into the round quicker, rather than waiting a few hauls to get some momentum and to get going that way. I'll be back with you tomorrow with some more tips, depending on what people ask me through my coaching or my lessons today. I'll see you then.